תותים, יונה וולך. כשתבואי לשכב איתי, תלבשי שמלה שחורה, מאוירת בתותים, ומקבעת שחורה, מקושטת בתותים. והחזיקי סלסלת תותים, ותמכרי לי תותים. תקידי בכל דק ומתוק, תותים, תותים, מי רוצה תותים? אל תלבשי כלום מתחת לשמלה. אחר כך, חוטים יעלו אותך למעלה, בלתי נראים או נראים, וירידו אותך ישר על הזין תותים. שלי. יונה וולך. Strawberries. כשתבואי לשכב איתי, וולך. תלבשי שמלה שחורה, מאוירת בתותים, ומקבעת שחורה, מקושטת בתותים. והחזיקי סלסלת תותים, ותמכרי לי תותים.
And a black, white dream cat. תקידי בכל דק ומתוק,
decorated תותים, תותים. מי רוצה תותים?
And hold a basket of strawberries.
אל תלבשי כלום מתחת לשמלה.
And sell me strawberries.
אחר כך, חוטים יעלו אותך למעלה,
sweet high voice,
נראים או נראים,
strawberries, strawberries,
ירידו אותך,
who wants strawberries,
strawberries, ביונה וולך.
When you come to sleep with me, wear a black dress, printed with strawberries, and a black wide brimmed hat, decorated with strawberries, and hold a basket of strawberries, and sell me strawberries. Tell me in a sweet high voice, strawberries, strawberries, who wants strawberries? Don't wear anything underneath the dress. Later, strings will lift you up, invisible or visible, and lower you directly on my prick.
They had developed the most advanced systems for mapping desire known to men, literally. They all seemed satisfied to live in a world of tops, bottoms, masks, femmes divided into various size, shape, hair level, affiliations. It was less a result of sexual exploration than a marketplace that mimicked the artificial evolution offered by a shopping mall. The complexities of sensual want weren't denied prima facie in lieu of the easy, greasy, sleazy and cheap alternative. Fucking or getting fucked. For one night only, possibly more if you could tolerate his breath.
This is not the frozen rage of serial killers which festers
identified with woman, sensuality, pleasure, emotions, the devil, animals, and Mother Earth. The body was judged and self-loading. Our society permits in its language abstract generalizations which, unanalyzed, can be repressive, such as the glorification of nature, which has been used to straitjacket women.
Medusa's rage, embodied by seething snakes that turn men into stone, seems to be an appropriate response.
Humanity
to
is clearly on a suicide course, and taking the rest of the planet with it. One has to be in an insane state of denial to not acknowledge that we're in an absolute ecological, economic, and moral crisis. Our inherited patriarchal, hierarchical system is breaking apart.
Anger is an emotion which must be reclaimed and legitimized as woman's rightful, healthy expression. Anger can be a source of power, strength, and clarity, as well as a creative force. The archetype of the logical, rational, scientific male expert, exemplified by the 1950s nuclear physicist who, isolated in an ivory tower of scientific omnipotence, develops nuclear devices, unwilling to acknowledge the disastrous consequences of his research.
Will also tear apart anything that comes near
feel no connectedness or accountability to the earth. Other species,
as mothering, nurturing, female lioness will also tear apart anything that comes near her cubs. So if that's projected onto women, doesn't that mean they'd also be great warriors?
Anger is an emotion which must be reclaimed and legitimized as women's rightful.
We refuse to operate under the assumption that risk and harm associated with data practices can be bounded to mean the same thing for everyone, everywhere, at every time. We commit to acknowledging how historical and systemic patterns of violence and exploitation produce differential vulnerabilities for communities. We refuse any code of phony ethics and false proclamations of transparency that are wielded as cover, as tools of power, as forms of escape that let the people who create systems off the hook from accountability or responsibility. We commit to a feminist data ethics that explicitly seeks equity and demands justice by helping us understand and shift how power works. We refuse to close the door behind ourselves. We commit to entering ethically compromised spaces like the academy and industry, not to implicate ourselves into the hierarchies of power, but to subvert, undermine, open, make possible.
People finally say to you, in an attempt to dismiss the social reality, "But you're so bitter." Well, I may or may not be bitter. But if I were, I would have good reasons for it. Chief among them, that American blindness or cowardice which allows us to pretend that life presents no reasons for being bitter.